Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. So happy to have you back. First, I want to share with you a little bit of a programming note. I decided to shift the focus of the podcast from general book recommendations to now mostly romance and women's fiction book recommendations. I realize this might be a big shift for you, and you may stop listening because this is not your go-to genre. I get it. I didn't make this decision lightly, but it was a long time coming. Here's the reason why. I read books today because it's romance. That's actually the go-to genre that I go. I read some women's fictions and I read some thrillers, but for the most part, I read romance. Reading romance brings me joy. I love that each story ends with a happily ever after, happy more now. I love the diversity within the genre. There's historical, there's contemporary, there's paranormal, there's hockey, there's sports romance, there's just a little bit of everything. And best of all, I love that I can read a book in a day. Moving forward, I'm going to share mostly romance and women's fiction authors as my author interviews. I'll still have a bookish guest who will come and chat all things romance and women's fictions. Every week, I'm going to share bonus episodes such as this with book recommendations, what I read in this past month, and what's coming up next month. Now, let's get today's book recommendations. Last year, I did a hockey romance recommendations, and well, over the past few months, I dove into a few new series that I can't wait to share with you. When it comes to hockey romance, I have to admit, I absolutely love the alpha heroes and the sassy heroines that tames it. One of my favorite stories is when the hockey game fights. I find it so satisfying. Now let's get to today's book recommendation. First, I want to start with Helen Hunting's new spinoff series. When it comes to Helen Hunting's, what you can expect is humor and steam, and these books did not disappoint. The first one's A Life for Life, which is a truly spin-off series of the POC series. It features Rook, who is a new Chicago captain, and Lainey, a girl he meets in Alaska over the summer break. This book features a lot of POC characters, which was amazing to see, and see what they've been up to after the happily ever after. This book was a solid 4-star for me. So a little bit about the book. A Life for Life, Rook and Lainey meet in Alaska, and they spend 6 weeks together. They kind of like, they connect, and they just meet at the airport, and then they just spend the 6 weeks together. But they lose touch suddenly, and so they don't have their phone numbers. They just don't have how to communicate with each other. So a year later, Rook meets Lainey in Chicago, and something happened during that year. There's an accidental something, and so it's a second chance romance. At the time when they were in Alaska, Rook didn't tell Lainey that he was a hockey player, so there were secrets that were need to be uncovered, and somehow this is a second chance romance. So the first part of the book is takes place in Alaska, the second part takes place in Chicago, and it's really good. This was solid 4-star for me. So the second book in the series is A Favor for a Favor, and it features a new expansion team to Seattle. So Rook actually starts in Chicago, and then after the end of Life for Life, he moves to Seattle for the new expansion team. And so the series is going to take place with that new team. The characters are Stevie, which is Rook's little sister, and Bishop, who's a new player in the expansion team. And he has a thing against Rook. Rook became the captain, and if it wasn't for Rook, he would have been the captain. So he doesn't like Rook. So it's a hate to lovers romance who end up working together. The book was funny, it was sizzling, it was really good. We do get cameos for some of the POC players too, which was fun. So this book was a solid 4-star for me. So if you're looking for fun hockey romance, I would just encourage you to look at Helen Hunting's books. POC series, there's about 7 books, and they're hilarious. My favorite character is Violet, but they're really awesome books to read, and then you can just go ahead and read the spin-off series, which is awesome too. Now, let's get to Serena Bowen's Brooklyn Bruiser series. So, I read most of the Brooklyn Bruiser series last year, and I mentioned in the last year's podcast the first few books. So, I stopped reading from Overnight Sensation. So, those are the books I'm going to start talking about. The first book I read recently was Overnight Sensation, which featured Castro, He's a Brooklyn Bruiser, and Heidi Joe, who's the intern and commissioned starter of the Brooklyn Bruiser series. There's an instant attraction, but they don't act out. They're like, they like each other, but they don't do anything about it. There's hockey action, which I love. And this features Heidi Joe and various jobs within the organization. So, like, she actually helped with, like, janitorial. She was the mascot. She was in the dance team. So she did different jobs, which was actually fun to see that just hockey beyond the game, there are other things that happen. There's a cute romance. I did give this 3 stars, and just because I like it, but I wanted more hockey action. That's my thing about it. When it comes to hockey romance, I want to actually see the action. I want to see the fights. I want to see when they hit goals or assist. I want to see the whole process. So that's why I gave it a 3-star. But it was a cute romance, and if you like it, it's good. So the next book is Super Fang, which I want to point out there are some issues with this book when it comes to class and race. So be warned. So if you want to skip it, go ahead and skip it. But I would just be warned about it. What I like about this book is that it features characters from Brooklyner. So there's actually follow-up about Brooklyner, which is the team's owner and the office manager. And there's parts that happen there. So I'm glad to read it. But if you want to skip it, go ahead and skip it. Then there's a spin-off series called The Company, where it features Eric's character of the Overnight Sensation Superfan. And so this storybook was basically just completely different. There's home hockey, but it's more romantic suspense. I love the chemistry between the characters. My only issue was that I found no resolution when it came to the corporate espionage that was going on. So that's my only issue about this book. This book is called Moonlighter. I forgot to mention. So it's actually, you get to see Eric in Overnight Sensation and Superfan, and you kind of like wonder what's the story going to be about. And then you get it in this book. You see the character Alex, who's the heroine. She comes up in Brooklyner because she's friends with Nate, who's the owner, the Brooklyn Bruiser's owner. So there's like connections with the different characters that come in. So it's a bit of romantic suspense, and there's like Eric is acting up as bodyguard for Alex, and so she's a CEO for her company, and so she wants to launch this big project, and so she actually has some people like basically, you know, sabotaging it. So she's trying to avoid that. So it's kind of fun, but my only issue was there was no resolution for the corporate espionage. So I wish there was some, but there should be more books in the series. So we'll see if we get it in the next book. The next author is Al Kennedy. As you know, Al Kennedy wrote the Off-Campus series, which is one of my all-time favorite college hockey series. This series is so good. I reread them this past year, and it just gets getting better and better. So Al wrote a spinoff series called Briar U. There are 3 books in the series, The Chase, The Risk, and The Play. In terms of ranking, I love The Risk the best. This was a hate-to-lover, sassy heroine who took no crap from anyone. This was a solid 5-star read for me. The Chase was a book that was a long time coming because the characters' relationship were hinted in a few of the off-campus books. So I love it. I love there was ADHD representation. I love that there was some gaming. So it was just, there was hockey, but there was actually other things outside of hockey. So that was a good. So The Play I read recently, it's my least favorite. Yes, there's theme and the relationship's friends to lovers, but I would say there were parts that it was just like felt like it was dragging. It was a solid 3-star read for me. If you're looking for college hockey romance, my suggestion is to go for the Off-Campus series, and then because you're invested in that, then you'll read the Bar U series. But they're kind of like fun to read. So those are some of the book recommendations when it comes to hockey romance. Question: do you have a favorite trope or romance subgenre which you're looking for book recommendations? Let us know at whatreadnextblog.com, and I'll create a future show for it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.